Senate Bill 225, an act to revise certain provisions relating to insurance taxes, cash surrender values of insurance policies, and the payment of insurance benefits.
Senate Bill 225, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks, Representative Madsen?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, Senate Bill 225 deals with a pretty limited area. What it would do would be to relax some of the taxes charged on insurance premiums. If you look at page 2, you will see specifically those are premiums that are at least $100,000 annual. We're talking about jumbo life insurance policies and jumbo annuities. The people in South Dakota who are involved in the industry that deals with dynasty trusts believe that business is going offshore or onto other states to be able to take advantage of these insurance policies. They want to see if this can increase the business for South Dakota, which tried to make its laws most favorable to dynasty trusts. I'd also call your attention to the very last line of the bill that indicates that the act, the relaxation in the taxes, would be repealed after 2002. I'd encourage your favorable support of House Bill, Senate Bill 225. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further remarks on Senate Bill 225. Representative Glinski.
I have a question for the sponsor of the bill.
State your question.
My question has to do with the number of companies in South Dakota that might utilize the advantages of this bill.
Representative Madsen, do you care to answer the question?
I will try, Mr. Speaker, to the extent that I was at the same committee hearing that Representative Glinski was, but the companies that would take advantage of this would be the numbers of trust companies across the state of South Dakota. They're involved in many banks in our hometowns, and the ones that are able to accept this kind of volume of business would be able to benefit from this much more business being in the state.
Representative Glinski, you have the floor.
But you don't know how many different sources for this type of business there would be.
Representative Madsen, do you care to answer the question?
Mr. Speaker, I cannot answer the question. I was at the same hearing. I am not a sponsor of this legislation. I only agreed to pitch it on the floor.
Representative Glinski, you have the floor.
In the meeting of the committee, only one company was mentioned, and that's why I wondered if Mr. Madsen knew if there were any others.
Further remarks, Representative Olson.
Mr. Speaker, thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, to me, it doesn't matter how many companies are involved, because this is an opportunity to get more premium tax for South Dakota. Because right now, these large trusts, and we're talking about single accounts in the $30 to $50 million category, have to organize themselves, as Representative Madsen said, offshore. And when they go offshore, nobody gets the premium tax. So I understand the premium tax is at a lower rate for these folks, over $100,000. But it's premium tax we're not collecting. And so to talk about, well, you know, the rate is lower or whatever, it doesn't matter if you don't collect the tax. And so by changing our law, we join Alaska with the opportunity of organizing these trusts in South Dakota and getting premium tax from wealthy out-of-state individuals. Bill Gates would be an example, Warren Buffett would be an example, for use by our taxpayers in this state. It just seems to me that this is a good deal for the general fund of South Dakota, and it doesn't matter which company engages in this practice. It's going to be done somewhere. It might as well be done by South Dakota, and South Dakotans might as well get the benefit. I urge your support of Senate Bill 225.
Further remarks on Senate Bill 225. Hearing no further remarks, the question before the House of Representatives is final passage of Senate Bill 225. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine, and the members will proceed to vote on final passage of Senate Bill 225.
Representatives Bagalka, Koistra, and Don Hennies. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 64, nays 5, excused 1.
Senate Bill 225, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.